The responses of federal agencies and large nonprofits to Hurricane Katrina are familiar to anyone who's followed reports on the catastrophe from mainstream media. But what are small grassroots groups based in New Orleans doing? On October 6th, Thea Patterson, a resident of New Orleans, gave a presentation in Jamaica Plain. She focused on the activity of three grassroots organizations: Friends and Families of Louisiana's Incarcerated Children, Critical Resistance, and Community Labor United, three groups you probably won't hear about in the nightly news. Nevertheless, they have a lot to say. Friends and Families of Louisiana's Incarcerated Children, says Thea, is bringing to light the effects of the hurricane on Louisiana's prisoners. Thea shared some of the things she's learned from this grassroots project.
Many prisoners have reported that they believe people may have drowned in their cells. People were left for days in the prisons, evacuated into vertical evacuation from the bottom floor onto the second floor in a large room, and left there. There were no deputies and no guards reported to be in the prisons during this time. After prisoners were finally evacuated from Old Parish Prison in New Orleans, they were taken to a field and not supplied with any water. Sandwiches were thrown to them over a fence. And this is what's being reported by the New York Times and other more mainstream media. Volunteer lawyers have said that some of the reports of abuse have been far greater and are still going on.
In a statement on their webpage, Friends and Families of Louisiana's Incarcerated Children says that, quote, "This disaster has illuminated for many that the racism and oppression which have fueled the juvenile and criminal justice systems in this state for years are the very same which abandoned people to die in our city after the storm hit," end quote. Critical Resistance is a national project that challenges the prison industrial complex. Their southern regional headquarters were in New Orleans. The group is spreading the word about how the prison industry added to the damage of Katrina and could misdirect the rebuilding of the city. Thea describes other work that Critical Resistance is doing.
Critical Resistance is also working on media campaigns for amnesty for quote-unquote looters, trying to build the idea in the media that people should not be being held for taking food and taking water from stores when it was a matter of survival, and also challenging the idea that increased militarism is in fact a way to rebuild New Orleans and rebuild community. A member of law enforcement in Louisiana has been quoted as saying that the makeshift jail of the Greyhound Station in New Orleans is the first step to rebuilding New Orleans.
In a statement about Katrina, Critical Resistance says, quote, "Katrina's aftermath reflects the way we as a nation increasingly deal with social ills. Police and imprison primarily poor black communities for so-called crimes that are reflections of poverty and desperation. This emphasis on so-called law and order has historically had a devastating impact on the people of Louisiana. Louisiana ranks first in the rate of incarceration in the U.S. Blacks are grossly overrepresented, making up 72% of the state prison population, while only representing 35% of the total population. We see our response efforts as a vital part of the dialogue around rebuilding this incredible city and ensuring that the plight of prisoners and their family members is not forgotten. We consider the situation as an emergency, both because of the continuing problems facing prisoners and their family members in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, and because there is a limited window of opportunity to show that jail cells cannot serve as the foundation for rebuilding New Orleans," end quote. Community Labor United is a coalition of grassroots groups that heavily involves people of color in downtown New Orleans. Like Critical Resistance and Friends and Families of Louisiana's Incarcerated Children, they believe that the federal government has militarized their city in an effort to deepen its grip over oppressed people. In one of Community Labor United's statements, they say, quote, "The population of New Orleans is 67% black, 40% illiterate, and more than 30% living below the poverty line. The abandonment, neglect, and militarization by the government have led community leaders and evacuees to determine that we will take the necessary, comprehensive steps to redevelop our communities, our homes, our lives, attend to our well-being. The official entities, federal and local government agencies, have criminally failed the Black survivors of Katrina and are engaged in the militarization of our city, constituting a form of ethnic cleansing, what we believe to be a gross violation of civil and international human rights. Thea concluded her talk by asking how social change tactics will have to take into account the systematic oppression of people in Louisiana, a situation that was unearthed and laid bare by Katrina and that's now under fiery criticism by these grassroots projects. In Boston, this is Home Fries.